Grace, mercy, and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, beginning at the 17th verse. Yet your people say, the way of the Lord is not just, when it is their own way that is not just. When the righteous turns from his righteousness and does injustice, he shall die for it. And when the wicked turns from his wickedness and does what is right, he shall live by this. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not just. O house of Israel, I will judge each of you according to his ways. Shakespeare made an observation that all the world is a stage. I think it's an apt metaphor, but I'm going to offer you another one. Life is a game. Or more accurately, a set of games. When children learn to play, it's learning how to deal with the games, how to live in a broken world, learning the different rules for the different settings, and learning that success comes from mastering those rules, all of them. Things don't change a lot when we grow older. It's true there are more settings. The rules might be harder, more ambiguous, but rules are still there, guiding or constraining or being annoying, but always there. And so we adapt, and we use another skill that we learned along the way. Let's call them house rules. Do you remember when you were a kid and you played games that had rules in the box, and you made up your own as you went along? Well, we've all done that. The children of Israel had done the same thing. God had given them his law. They knew what was right, and they knew what was wrong. They knew God's rules. And they added some of their own. That was true in Ezekiel's time, and it hasn't changed. Certainly hadn't changed when Jesus confronted the Pharisees about their own house rules. You see, they had a problem. They defined their own rules for their own righteousness, and it would kill them. I know we have a tendency to talk about God's laws in terms of how we go about breaking them. Unfortunately, that's kind of the normal. It's kind of the normal thing. But in a way, it's a false characterization, because God's law is a beautiful thing. It shows us how much he loves us. The second table of the law shows how much he cares for us and wants to keep us safe. But given our tendency towards sin, toward wanting to do our own thing, God's law feels like it's in the way. It's enough that when we do something wrong, when we do go our own way, we want to blame the rules. We want to blame the rule maker. The sinful nature just keeps digging its grave deeper and deeper. That's where our text today comes in. The people Ezekiel was addressing were more than willing to blame God for their troubles. They were doing things they were not supposed to, but they were following the rules, their rules. And when things didn't go their way, they complained. I can almost hear the cry, "No fair. We're supposed to win." Or as Ezekiel wrote it, Yet your people say, the way of the Lord is not just. But God is just. It was their own way that was not just. They cared more for their own rules than for the people around them. They didn't know justice at all. They certainly didn't understand that God's way is just. If they did understand God's justice, they would have been terrified. God's patience and mercies are sometimes harder to see. And that may be for the best. His justice is sure, as sure as it is terrible. When God says, O house of Israel, I will judge each of you according to his ways, it is not an idle threat. When the righteous turns from his righteousness and does what is unjust, he shall die for it. The immediate meaning here was to the people of God who God had entrusted his law. The very people who he had rescued from Egypt and called his own. But time and time again, they had done what they wanted to do without regard to what God told them. Human nature doesn't change, does it? You and I know God's law and try to do what is right. And still we fail. We curse our neighbor. We despise those in authority over us. We desire things that would separate us from our God and Savior. The righteous doesn't stand a chance, no matter how hard we try. Do you feel the weight of sin? Well, I want you to hear something that Jesus said. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. We hear the same thing in Ezekiel. When the wicked turns from his wickedness and does what is just and right, he shall live by this. I suppose then the complaint in the text has some merit. The way of the Lord is not just. You and I deserve the full punishment that sin demands. But Jesus came in the flesh, lived a blameless life, suffered and died. And in that death, he took on the full punishment for all our sins. He rose from the dead and crushed those sins under his feet and ascended to the Father. Justice demands our blood, our death. Jesus satisfied the just demands of the law. The words of the prophets weren't just for the people who heard them 25 centuries ago. They were very much for us too. There is a promise here. When the wicked turns from his wickedness, when we acknowledge our sin and repent, then we too do what is just and right. And we can finally and truly understand what Jesus meant when he said, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Then we shall live by this, by the blood of the Lamb poured out in mercy for you. Amen.